Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Let me just give you, Eric Armstead's been let go by the Niners.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions have at least been mentioned with his name. Eric Armstead, he was built in some form of create-a-player lab, 6'8", 290. He's not a run stop. He's more of a disruptor. And it was interesting. I got a chance, Rico, during the break to kind of break down snaps.
Mm-hmm.
How many snaps you play a week, but how many are passing and how many are rushing? Fascinating that Eric Armstead primarily plays on passing downs. Now, why is it worthwhile? Well, I'll tell you why. From a defensive tackle to get 45 pressures. And if I put him next to Aleem McNeil, if I put him with Aiden, see, I can warm up to this. Now, again, I worry about the age, but if it's a short-term commitment and you're asking me DJ Reader or Eric Armstead, probably Armstead. And here, if you like PFF, I'll give it to you. Do you know what his pass rush grade was?
No.
Elite, 85.1.
Yeah, he was a cap casualty. They did not want to let him go,
right. But
they were so far over the cap, he was odd man out.
That would make me feel a lot better about the offseason in sum total, to be quite honest.
Davis has embraced himself in Detroit.
What do you mean?
Because I think he showed up in the buff.
Oh, this is what we're doing now? All somebody's got to do is put a pair of glasses on and they're beloved?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I don't care. I'm not going to make this into something that I don't
and
like.
You got on me for wearing sunglasses in a photo shoot.
It was absurd.
He's wearing it for an entire press conference.
Yeah, I don't need it. So the point I'm making is, that's the sizzle. Interesting. Why you weren't involved on Danielle Hunter, I have no idea. 2 at 49, whatever. If your offseason ends up being Carlton Davis, Eric Armstead, a slot corner, like I can work my way around it. I'll never be thrilled, but I'll find it a lot more palatable if you bring in somebody like Armstead. So keep your eye on that. One of the other main things we talked about, Red Wings are an absolute clown car on fire. They didn't just lose last night. They were down 7-2. It was another game you ended up turning off. They've lost 6 in a row. They're out of the playoffs. And now it's like, if this doesn't course correct what we've talked about today, at what point do you say, you know what, the Iser plan isn't on track? Nobody said a word after the first three years, even last year. Last year it was just hope, not expectation of playoffs. Remember they got in for like 10 minutes?
18 hours.
Then they lost 12-1 to Ottawa the next two nights. The point is, they had a 5-game win streak. They were cooking. Now, they are playing, Kenny, can I say this without you hurling things at the glass? They are playing non-competitive hockey. It's awful. Oh, and they had a fight at practice today. So I just wanted to know, with your permission here in Cialis City, would it be okay to begin criticizing Steve Yzerman? Yeah, I would like a permission slip. Like, if they don't make the playoffs in the fifth year of the Iser plan, can we just agree it's underwhelming? Like, there is a middle ground between launch out of cannon and everything's fine. I don't think everything's fine. Half the teams in the NHL make the playoffs. It's not that big of an ask. Yes, the East is tougher than the West. But this team's falling apart. So we've rapped about that. And yes, the Lions, where, Rico, you brought it up. When I saw Danielle Hunter only signed a 2-year deal with Houston, I went, all right. Brian Burns was going to be 5. People weren't comfortable. It's not what we do here. Okay. Christian Wilkins, grossly overpaid. 4 years. Not a pass rusher. Okay. Not mad. I get it. Danielle Hunter was two. 2 years has nothing to do with Aiden Hutchinson, nothing to do with Penei Sewell, nothing to do with anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you were nowhere. I wondered if that actually got some of the Brad bots to go, all right, maybe we missed out on one there. And look, Carlton Davis is going to start. He's a good player. He's clearly better than Cam Sutton. I'm just not turning him into Sauce Gardner. I've given you the data. That's not me being a hater. It's me being a realist. The rest of the offseason, it's been, come on, man. What are we talking about?
Underwhelming. I thought that you were going to try to make some big-time moves because you were a big-time team. You were a program. You were ready to establish yourself as one of the elite teams in the NFC. But instead, you're still coming out like you're poor, like you're a poverty team. And you actually have money to spend. You don't have to cut somebody like the Niners had to do Eric Armstead just to pay all their players. You could have signed Danielle Hunter and still had money. He was only going to be around for a 2-year deal. So if you're so worried about down the line, what are you going to do with Aiden and Sewell and you got to pay LaPorta, and doesn't matter because he's going to be gone. You're trying to win now. I keep telling you, your window is open. You better kick it in.
Here's what's interesting. This also follows the Brad Holmes plan. I'm going to sign hurt people. You realize Armstead has missed 13 starts the last 2 years. DJ Reader, two lost years to torn quadriceps. Carlton Davis.
Reclamation projects.
Has missed 16 games the last 3 years.
His projects win. Troy Weaver's don't, but... Right.
Some of them do. Let's be fair. I mean, Mosley was brought in on a bad ACL, didn't win. He died again in two plays. But I get your point. I'm saying, why are we so comfortable signing injured players? And then you heel turn and get mad at people like me and Rico when we want guys that don't have any red flags.
Because you're getting them for cheap. It may be a name you've heard of before. And imagine when this guy is good, what this team is going to look like. You're taking a chance. Like the person came from is so coveted and they were good, team's not going to let him go. They'll find a way to restructure. They'll find a way to do something.
Eric Armstead would have me change my view of the offseason. It would.
Okay.
Because
that's why I asked the question last hour.
Yep. No, I will push for that. The Reader thing, I can go back to the Super Bowl and I know Armstead got a sack and I know he was in the backfield all day. I can go look at pressures in the Super Bowl.
Wait, did he get the No, he got the fumble against the Lions, I believe.
Would Eric Armstead unify the community? And the Red Wings, is this clown car going to stop and are we going to make the playoffs? I'd love to know where you guys are at with this stuff. 248-539-9797. David, your thoughts or ticket text. I know I've been lax checking those. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll give you some ticket text here. Someone says, Mike, relax. The Wings are who we thought they were. Most of us wanted them to either make the playoffs or at least contend for a spot. There's still time.
Hold on. Are you seriously hitting me with an R-E-L-A-X? They have lost six in a row, and they are getting bombed every night. You can't be okay with that. You want to say, well, Florida's awesome. Cool. Strike the 4-0 game out of here. Hey, I'm pretty sure Colorado just put another shot on net. You lost 7-2 to a terrible Sabres team. And, oh, by the way, Phoenix, Arizona, Sedona, whatever they're called, they were 2-12-1 in the previous 15. I mean, the Coyotes are looking for a home. Move them up to Sedona. I'm just making a point. Like, you can't be okay with this stuff.
Sedona hippies.
248-539-9797. Would love to know where you're at with the Lions. What are your thoughts on Eric Armstead? Are you a little bitter about Danielle Hunter? Red Wings, Steve Botts. If they miss the playoffs, is it fair to say the Iser plan is not on schedule? All of it is available.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ian, how you doing?
Doing all right, guys. How are you?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
So I wanted to talk about the Lions free agency. I mean, really, so far, look, guys, we are not looking sexy out here, all right? That's really the best way to say it.
Oh, that's great. Donovan Edwards
before
reset.
Four free agents. I feel like that's what the Michigan players would be saying if they went up to Ford Field next year, if this is how we leave it. Before free agency, we had $45 million to spend. We get Glasgow back and Skipper back. Sure, you want to re-solidify the line, I got no problem with it. But Davenport has been injured before and has a lot of injury concerns going forward. Carlton Davis has been dealing with injuries. We get Amik Robinson, or Robertson, I'm sorry, but he's only been a starter for about a year. Zonovan Knight we decided to re-sign because for some reason we're more worried about our fourth string running back than bolstering our defensive line. And now the possibilities are Arik Armstead and DJ Reader. Like you said earlier, Armstead missed 13 games the last 2 years. He's been in the league like 10.
Oh, well, Ian,
DJ
don't forget
Reader
you also
tore his right quad.
Ian, you also brought back a kicker you don't like using. So, yeah.
That's tack it onto the list. And then the big key acquisition from last year's offseason was CJ Gardner-Johnson, who didn't end up working out, but he's gone now. So, like, are we really getting better? You know, Snead doesn't want to leave Kansas City. That's fine. But we don't have Danielle Hunter. I've heard nothing on the Stephon Gilmore front. No Christian Wilkins, obviously. And we still have $31 million left to spend. So, like, you know, when are the big moves coming here is my question.
Well, I don't think, and Ian, I don't think they are. And look, I think the team can still be better this year from organic development of your young players. I still believe in the way they've been built. Let me say it for the people in the back. I think Brad Holmes done a really good job. But guys like me and Ian don't have to abide everything. I am with you, Ian, in that other teams, not all of these major swings are going to work. But, man, I feel like, and John Jansen said this in the morning, so if you think I'm a Richard, then he is too. John said, you're clearly in third place in the NFC right now. You haven't gotten better. You haven't closed a gap. You're third right now. That's John's words. And John is as sunshine and rainbows as it gets with the Lions.
Right.
Well, and there's no guy like, you know, we were talking even at the trade deadline last year about a guy to put them over the top moving forward.
Right.
I don't see any of the guys we've signed so far as that guy. And to be honest with you, I don't know if Arik Armstead or DJ Reader are that guy either.
No, I, Ian, you get to a point, and I I'm with you. I will be surprised if they make a move where I'm like, oh my God, what an A-plus offseason. Like right now, it's a C-plus. It's not a failing grade, but you're not getting into an Ivy League school with it. Now you sign Arik Armstead, we can move it to a B. But I was looking, and I said this prior. Please, you don't get to say I changed my opinion. I told you, I was looking for an A-plus offseason. We can win a Super Bowl here. Let's do this. It has been underwhelming. Underwhelming doesn't mean terrible. It's just...
you expect it more. You could have done more.
And the Hunter thing is where I think the believers and the devotees lose some steam. Because Hunter was a two-year deal. Yeah. You can't play the Christian Wilkins 4 years or Burns 5 year angle.
Yeah, for everybody worried, well, we got to pay our young core. He'll be gone. When you have to pay all of these young players off of their rookie deal.
I also love how we're projecting years down the line as if we know we're going to pay them.
Yeah.
Here's the other angle. And this is one Lion fans probably need to get used to. When you pay Penei Sewell, I am happy to make Penei Sewell the highest paid tackle in the history of the NFL. But guess what? He'll be playing left tackle. There is no scenario you're paying him to play right tackle, which means Taylor Decker goes bye-bye.
We can't keep everybody?
That's not how it works.
But Brad.
All right, let's go to Matt, 97.1. Matt, how you doing?
Good, guys. You know, it's funny because yesterday I felt like you were more wrong than right. Not that you're ever wrong. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I was okay with no Burns, not trading for Snead, because I think the fastest way to close your window is to commit 20% of your cap to a bust, right?
Okay.
When you're going out to the free agent market, there's a potential for a poison pill, and that's a really fast way to lose ground. But then Danielle Hunter happened, and I got frustrated, angry, not angry. I mean, it's football, but right. I got annoyed because I felt like that's the deal where, you know, if you wanted the Lions to participate in free agency in a way that was, you know, safe, because again, I'm risk averse, I get it, then that's the kind of deal that you make. Now, I know maybe he wanted to go to Texas because that's his home and whatever, but I guess there has to be more of those. But there are more of those types of guys out there that you can get on a short-term deal. And he was the one I felt like the Lions missed on.
Yeah, and Matt, news update. I'm wrong plenty. I'll be the first one to tell you. I get frustrated because I feel like they're close. And the difference makers are what separate you. And they don't have enough of them on defense specifically. So, yeah, Matt, when that took place last night. And also, too, Matt, think about if you brought in a Danielle Hunter, how much better you feel about Carlton Davis or Amik, right. The Robinson for the kid from the Raiders. Like, you go, okay, now this all adds up. Now, where are you at with Eric Armstead?
So, yeah, I was kind of looked out to see who was left. And, like, you know, he's a bit older. You know, Calais Campbell's, like, my age, for God's sake. So, I don't want him. You know, but, like, I guess if I – for who's left, he makes the most sense.
Yeah.
I'm also surprised they're not targeting any kind of linebacker. Like, I get Anzalone's been good, and I know they want to bring Campbell along. But after that, no one's really that impressive. So, I guess why are we so set? Why do I feel like they think they're set?
Matt, I'll tell you what that is. And it's not that I agree with it. I'm just telling you how they operate. They don't like their own guys. They love their own guys.
Ding, ding, ding.
I know. And right. That's when I said it yesterday, Matt, it wasn't me being insulting or provocative. I think there's a level of arrogance to how they're approaching it.
See, I was hoping that the Jonah Jackson contract, in the sense that the fact that they let him walk because he was too much, was a sign that maybe Brad Holmes does have some, like, relative subjectiveness. Because I'm with you. I really appreciate everything he's done so far. I think he's been a great GM. But if he has a flaw, it's that he falls in love. Think about Iffy. No one gets 3 years to go from crap to good in the NFL. He got 3 years because he was Brad Holmes' guy.
Yeah.
So he was allowed to continue being on the roster when he probably shouldn't have been. And then, yeah, so technically he was right in the sense that he played good for the last 6 games of the season. But guys don't get that long.
No.
So I do fear that maybe that's what Brad Holmes' weak spot's going to be, is that he isn't objective when it comes to his own folks.
If we're being speculative, again, not insulting, I think that's the scout in him. That was his gig. And specifically, he scouted defensive backs as a focus in his time in LA. So, mm-hmm. Matt, you're not wrong. He may have, you fall in love, you know your identification, you believe in what your, you know, checkpoints are, and this is a guy I know it'll work. Sure. Look, human nature is to have bias. Sometimes we just have inherent biases that we don't even know about. And it's just, it is. Like, they're men. They're not machines.
Right.
That's why I don't deify any of these people.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This Eric Armstead stuff is interesting. It's at least, if I'm going to go get an injured guy, at least he fits kind of what I'm looking for. I need more pressure. I need more disruption. Yeah, I'll play along. We'll see. David, some ticket techs here, and be back at it again tomorrow. Obviously, right after that MSU game. I can't wait. By the way, MSU somehow is a 6.5-point favorite.
They've been favored in all their games, Mike. So,
yeah, that's why I don't understand it.
Because Vegas likes them. Because either they blow a team out or they lose a close game. I don't understand. You're the Vegas guy.
Who have they blown out?
They've beaten some teams. Like,
you
lately,
sound like Carlton Davis at the podium right now. Well, they've beaten some teams.
No. Okay.
You, we got to play that. People, this Carlton Davis audio is hilarious. You got to hear it. We'll play it tomorrow. We don't have time right now.
Oh, my.
Right.
It is hilarious.
I'll give you one quote, though, from it. He says, "You about to get a lockdown corner. You about to have one side of the field unavailable. That's what I do. I'm here to take the number one receiver on any team. I'm here to deny the ball and take the ball away."
He was then asked, "How can you prove that?"
That's
and the response was electric. It was great. It was awesome.
"What's wrong with creating depth and competition amongst position players without exhausting all your resources on one or two
Nothing. Brad is Christ. Nothing. Go about your day. You just didn't listen to the rest of the show, and I'm not doing it with you people. So you're nothing. It's perfection. It's awesome. And I've already got a luxury suite booked for the parade down Woodward. Next. Not doing it with you people."
Drew in Detroit says, "Iser plan has not come to fruition. Maybe don't fire the guy, but things have gone poorly."
Yeah, no, there's no firing. It's just not on. It's not on schedule. I'm sorry. If you, it seems like yesterday you had built a 9-point cushion. You have lost 6 straight games. You've been getting murdered. It can't just be about Dylan Larkin being hurt. It can't. Giving up 7 goals isn't really on Dylan Larkin. And getting outshot 65-20 is like, come on. It's year 5, man.
Someone's regarding the mock draft is texting and saying, "I think the Lions should move up to draft Joe Alt."
You would have to move up.
Way up.
25 spots.
Way up.
Why would you move up to grab Joe Alt, who plays tackle?
Because Brad wants him.
Okay. You know what?
Come on. No. "I am not happy or mad about the Lions offseason yet. They make no more moves. I will be disappointed, though. I am hoping we get Reader or Arms."
Yeah, I'm not mad. It's disappointed. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, by the way, I think you know what it is? It's the Baylor win. That was the blowout. That's why Vegas loves them. So
great.
Much.
That was last year.
Technically, it was.
Is this Rieger?
What's up, guys?
What's
Happy
up?
313 day.
What's up, Telly?
What's going on?
How are you?
Telly Savalas here. I'm doing fantastic.
I want to tell you, people, he delivered one of the great monologues in Detroit radio history last night at 6 p.m.
No, thank you. Thank you.
No, I'm serious. It was an absolute masterclass in radio. Really? It was fabulous. Great open to his show last night.
Rico, why do you sound so surprised?
It was thought-provoking. He gave you all the information. And then probably was promptly vilified by people who didn't listen.
Because he normally just reads ticket texts about how much people hate him every time. So
No. I'm trying to be better in that regard. But it is funny. You guys are so right. Nobody is saying that, hey, all of a sudden Brad Holmes sucks at his job. Like, it's almost like you're not allowed to say anything unless it's like, oh, what a great free agency. Which, it was weird because yesterday on the show, Mike, after maybe you stopped listening, we had a lot of callers and ticket techs that actually kind of agreed with you guys and me that, like, hey, it wouldn't hurt to see a little more here.
It's reassuring, but it's just a weird thing in this town. It's why I've called it Cialis City. This town's lost its teeth, Rieger. You got the Scott bots, the Steve bots, the Brad bots. Now, there ain't no Troy bots, but no one cares. It's just this idea of, like, why do we have to pay fealty to people who haven't brought us a title? Why can't we just have an open discourse? I mean, good God almighty, I just watched Bill Belichick get run out of New England. Like, come on.
Yeah, no, people only want to hear what they want to hear, obviously, because the moment you say something a little, I'm underwhelmed by free agency, which, by the way, isn't the most insulting thing in the world. Oh, how dare you? You forgot what Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell brought you? You're so ungrateful.
What did they bring you? Two playoff wins. Okay. Well, Last time I checked. That's your job.
That's been the barometer here, though. That's been the barometer. So that was a big deal, no question about it. But it's very weird, very bizarre. I agree with you guys.
It is. And look, we'll see. The Danielle Hunter thing bummed me out.
And yes, we were on the air yesterday. I am the move maker, by the way. When I'm on the air, moves happen. So no doubt in my mind that in the next 35 minutes, Lions will make another move.
Eric Armstead at 6:02.
Okay, so my question to you, though, let's just say this is it. Then what do you call this?
A C. Okay. A C plus. I mean, it's not a failing grade. It's just...
No, my word then at that point would be yawn.
Right, but that's why I asked the people yesterday, why do you like it? Explain to me, like I'm a five-year-old, why you like it so much. And I'm not sure people have the answer. Anyway.
I think the answer you will get is, Brad's perfect. And it's just, it bores me. I don't know. We're sports fans.
Best GM we've had, no question
about
it.
He's done fantastic, but the reality is now the hard part really begins. I mean, getting to a Super Bowl and winning a Super Bowl, ask John Lynch how hard it is. He's had the team on the precipice for 5 years. It's really hard to do, and I think if you're going to limit your player pool by saying we want to draft, develop, and just re-sign our guy, I think that's dangerous. I think there's an arrogance to it. Can it work? Of course it can. Do I hope it works? Yes. But I don't think I'm the devil because I'm like, man, I want to help Aiden out in a big way. Danielle Hunter, 2 at 50. It does it. Or get involved with some of these players. I don't.
That would have been nice.
Yeah, and it helps you save money for the future that you're so worried about.
Very true. Very true. Well, fellas, I got 35 minutes of hard-hitting radio. I'm going to talk about the Red Wings and who you blame. I have some shocking stats. And I get this idea from Kang. The Wings are 0-4 since I've shaved my head. They're 0-6 since the priority patch. So I'm thinking if I put them two together, put the patch on my head, maybe this solves the losing skid. What do you think?
I think you're on drugs. But we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Duh.
Okay. I didn't mean it literally. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow at 2. Rieger's coming up next. What?
Good luck tomorrow against Minnesota, guys.
Hey,
we got a big one against Penn State.
Hey, guess what, Rieger? Ski you ma. Go Gophers.
Hey, listen, go Penn State too. What do you want from me?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.